We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, talk with Jerry Palm. He is a senior sports writer with CBSSports.com. He's been on with us a number of times, a bracketologist, if you will. Selection Sunday is Sunday. That makes sense. It's funny how it fell on a Sunday this year. Hurricanes fans, I think, have pretty good reason to be excited. Jerry Palm is with us now. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, you know, it's one year out of seven. That falls on a Sunday.
I mean, it's so lucky when Selection Sunday falls on a Sunday.
I know.
ACC tournament started yesterday. Miami's got that double bye, so they play tomorrow night. Yeah. They're going to the big tournament. There's no question about it. Who in the ACC tournament really needs to make an impact here?
Well, North Carolina State. Oh, wait a minute. Louisville really is the one, and Louisville and Syracuse are the two teams that are closest to the cut line at the moment. Syracuse gets North Carolina later tonight. Obviously, that is a great opportunity for them. They may still be able to get into the tournament if they lose, but you're really, you know, get to create a little separation for yourself if you win a game like that. And then Louisville, as of this morning, was on the wrong side of the cut line. Picked up a nice win over Florida State today. And now gets another shot at Virginia to see if they can go the full 40 minutes this time and see if they can get that you know, holy grail of wins, really, for Louisville.
And Syracuse fans always expect to be in the tournament. I think we saw, was it last year that they were the bubble team and didn't make it?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
I'm in.
And I'm in a studio here at you know, the CBS Sports Network with 19 Syracuse grads telling me how they belong in.
That's what I say all the time. Everyone in sports media went to Syracuse.
Everybody on television.
Oh, your timeline just gets filled with these unctuous Syracuse fans. It drives me bananas.
Yeah, it was hard to find. I just sat in the elevator for a while to get away from them.
So hard to avoid Syracuse people in sports media. Jerry Palm is with us. So Miami, if we talk about them, have you been impressed with them? Like, even after losing Bruce Brown, the final four games of the season were wins. What was it, Notre Dame, UNC? At UNC. That's a big road win.
And BC is a better team than people think. As they demonstrated, I think, again today at North Carolina was a huge win. And that the North Carolina win is the win that puts them kind of in the top half of the bracket because the profile before that was pedestrian. You know, I mean, you didn't really have any big negatives, didn't have any super positives, you know, nothing to get them eliminated from the tournament, but nothing to really get them out of like an 8-9 game. But I think the win over North Carolina, you know, kind of changes that, especially on the road. Now you've got that high-quality win. It's a high-quality win away from home, which is the best thing that anybody can do for their tournament resume, and it really gives it a little bit of a juice. But if they could get one more like that in this tournament, that would really be nice.
And, Jerry, as you do your work, as you break down, you know, the bracket and, you know, try to put yours together, there are some people out there like myself, we're putting our bracket together. What are some numbers? What are some stats, some analytics that you look at that you put on a, you know, you take more stock in than some other ones?
Well, you know, and it's different probably for selection than it is for seeding. You know, when it comes to seeding, the things that tend to correlate really well is simply quality wins seem to be more important really than the losses, than a bad loss is. Quality wins are more important in terms of seeding than bad losses. But in selection, it can be kind of the other way around. I mean, you look at a team like Oklahoma State. They've got four wins that are as good as anybody's. They swept Kansas, beat Texas Tech at home, won at West Virginia, and they're 89th in the RPI. I mean, how do you win those four games? How bad does the rest of your resume have to be to win those four games and still be 89th in the RPI? But they're not going to get selected like that. I mean, they're going to need a couple of more, the second of which would be Kansas for a third time. So, you know, they've got their work cut out for them. But then once you get in the tournament, you see wins like that, and they seem to get seeded a little bit better. And selection and seeding are two different processes. The committee, it's two distinct sets of votes. They vote to put you in the tournament, and then they vote to seed you. So it seems like the criteria for selection and seeding can be a little bit different at times.
And, Jerry, as a follow-up, you brought up the RPI, and we interviewed Coach Larrañaga, UM's head coach, a lot, and he talks about RPI. He said the coaches poll, AP, whatever. The RPI is what he puts some stock in. Why is the RPI right. so much better than those other ones?
Well, I don't know how it's better in the sense that it's not biased. You know, the coaches poll and the AP poll, a lot of that, you know, there really isn't a whole lot of thought given to things like strength of schedule and things like that. It's a lot of it is, you know, where did you start in the preseason? If you win, you move up. If you lose, you move down. And it's all very heavily recency biased. The polls are, the RPI and pretty much any other metric is going to be better because they consistently apply whatever standard they have to everybody.
Jerry Palm is with us, senior sports writer, CBSSports.com, bracketologist. You could read his work at CBSSports.com. Speaking of Miami, from what you've watched this season, do they – because I was with you. I thought they were a middling team up until the final four games. That victory at UNC, the comeback against Boston College, I thought showed right. something about the team. Do you think they can go anywhere in the tournament?
I kind of think it depends on the draw, and that's going to be true for everybody this year. Yes, Miami is capable of at least a Sweet 16 run. The talent is there to make that kind of a run. But this year, the tournament's always about matchups. But this year, more than ever, it's about matchups because there isn't anybody in the bracket that if you're a pretty good team, you think, okay, I've got to avoid that team. That because there's just no way that team's too dominant. We can't beat them. And that team is not in this bracket. As consistent as Virginia has been, and they've been the most consistent team, and they're a terrific team, they're not a dominant team. So yeah, I just think that anybody can get to the Sweet 16 this year. And just about any of the top 12 seeds could make that kind of a run because there isn't that much separation, especially in the middle of the bracket. But even at the top of the bracket, there's not a lot of separation among these teams.
And Virginia ended the season at number one. Do you have any issue with that? Is that your number one?
No, yeah. Absolutely. They're the overall number one, even if Louisville beat them.
Tomorrow. Right.
I mean, they're the overall number one. They've had the best year without question. A terrific season for Tony Bennett and his team.
Was there anything that was hugely surprising for you during the college basketball season? I was actually surprised at how well Miami played after losing Bruce Brown.
I would say that the thing that has surprised me the most is just the number of upsets, especially teams in the top 10. I think there was a record number of upsets among teams in the top 10 in the AP poll, and that those are game time rankings. And even a record number of upsets by those teams to unranked teams. And it seemed like two or three a week for a while. Now, it seems to have settled down a little late in the season. But, man, it seemed like every time you turned around, a top 10 team was getting beat. And I just think that speaks to the parity in college basketball this year, which is, I think it just goes to show that this year's tournament could be crazy because we've seen crazy all regular season long.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that. I think the good thing for Miami is they gelled at the end of the season. You'd rather have the team, right, that looks like they've really come together well at the end of the season mm-hmm. rather than the beginning, right?
Michigan's another team like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, really impressive run for Michigan in the Big Ten tournament. The way that they marched through that four games in 4 days for the second year in a row to win the conference championship for Michigan, and they look really strong entering the NCAA tournament. Yeah, you're right. I mean, yeah, there really isn't historically correlation between teams finishing strong and doing well in the tournament. But you're right, you do kind of want to be peaking at this time of year. Yet, you know, sometimes, you know, here's the thing, the regular season's a marathon, and then the NCAA tournament's a sprint. You have one bad day or the other team has a great day and you're done.
Jerry Palm is with us, CBSSports.com. All right, on a personal note, Selection Sunday. How do you watch it? Is this like Super Bowl Sunday to you? Is this like you wake up in the morning and there's a tingle in your limbs?
If there's a tingle, it's probably because I slept funny. I watch it in the green room at CBS Sports Network because we do a show, a preview show before selections, and then a wrap up show after selections, and so there's probably 30 of us in a room big enough for 20 watching the selection show on TV in the squeezed into a room. So yeah, it's, that's, and then it's ready to get, get ready for work for the next show. So it's not much time to really, you know, measure your accomplishment or anything for someone like me until, you know, maybe the next day.
And then do you fill out brackets for fun?
Oh,
obviously, I'm sure you do the CBS brackets and whatnot. Do you fill out brackets for – and how do you normally do?
I normally do pretty well. The last couple of years have been rough, but normally I'd do reasonably well. I won our expert pool like 3 years in a row, the first 3 years I was in it, but then the last couple of years it's been, like I said, a little tougher.
Well, then only mention the first 3 years. That's what I would do.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Well, I won it the first 3 years.
Wait a minute. You mean they had a tournament last year? Should have filled out a bracket. I was doing so well.
Jerry, the NBA right now, they're talking about changing the playoff format. We know college football is going through their, you know, their playoff guesses every year if they want to add more teams, subtract teams. Is the NCAA tournament, the basketball, have they figured it out? Is March Madness perfect? Can you think of anything?
No, it's perfect, isn't it?
It was perfect when it was 64.
Oh, you don't like the additions.
It's perfect now. But the bigger they make it, the less perfect it gets. So I would say don't change it anymore from what it is because they're not going back to 64. So it's as perfect as it's going to get.
Wow. It's as close as it gets to being perfect, though, for college sports, though, right?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's a great thing. It's wildly popular. You don't really need to mess with it. So don't mess with it.
That's one thing that people say all the time, like sports fans, you have a bucket list, like you've got to go, if you can, go to a Masters, like, but it's almost impossible to get a ticket to that. But a Final Four game, like, that's a sports bucket list, right?
Oh, definitely. And if you're going to go, this is a good year. San Antonio, fantastic host city. And so if you're thinking, I got to get this off my bucket list, this is the year to do it.
All right, Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com. Follow him on Twitter. Read his work at CBSSports.com. Bracketologist. There's nothing for Hurricanes fans to be worried about on Sunday. They're going to be in the tournament. It's just a question of where, right?
Yep.
You have any idea? Yep. You have an inclination as to where they're going to be seated?
Nah. No. Well, I mean, it depends not just on what they do in this conference tournament, but on what other teams do, because seeding is relative. So Miami could have a pretty good tournament, and, you know, teams like that were originally behind them have an even better one, and they could even drop a spot. So, I mean, that's unlikely, but, you know, it just doesn't depend entirely on you. But they're probably borderline top 25 team. So number 25 is a 7, so 7, give or take.
And there's a chance, obviously, that we'll be able to celebrate Syracuse not being in the tournament, of course.
There's a chance.
It's really, I can't figure out what I root for more. Miami to be a high seeded, you know, easy road to the Sweet 16, or Syracuse just not to make the tournament. Oh, do I love to see these people complain on Twitter.
You know, for all the conspiracy theorists who talk about, you know, the committee has to have the blue bloods and the big name coaches and all of that, Syracuse was number one seed in the NIT. So that's how much the committee wanted Jim Boeheim last year.
Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com. Thank you for making time for us, Jerry. We'll probably talk to you again before the tournament starts, I would imagine.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you, Jerry. Jerry Palm there. It is a fun time of year, especially, like I said to him, where Miami is gelling at the end. I really was, like, kind of iffy on the Hurricanes basketball-wise. They had some wins. They had some losses, some good wins, some good losses. Those final four games of the season, I'm now expecting something, because the win at Notre Dame was great. The win at UNC was as good a road win as you'll see from this particular team without Bruce Brown. And that comeback against Boston College, I don't know if you guys watched that a couple Saturdays ago, but they were down like 14 points with 4 or 5 minutes to go and just kept grinding. Like, I am so damn excited for this tournament to get around. Now, that being said, I was excited about last year's tournament.
Yeah.
And I think it was Michigan State in the first round. Didn't they get bounced in the first round last year?
Like Middle Tennessee State or something like that.
I thought it was Michigan State, wasn't it?
No, but the team that beat Michigan State was Middle Tennessee State or something like that.
Oh, right. No. But I'm talking about Miami in the first round.
Didn't
Miami lose to Michigan State in the first round?
I'm not sure.
I think they did. Didn't they? Am I making that up, or is that what happened last year?
I don't remember who beat them. They got knocked out early, though.
The first round.
No huge Canes fan, but just we talked to so many people, and when Bruce Brown got hurt, it seemed like that took a lot of air out of the
right, but
the
then
sales.
They got it. They got it together by
it's
the end of
the
season.
The little guy and the young pup, Lonnie Walker and Likes.
Yeah, Chris Likes, man.
You Michigan didn't expect
State,
him.
Yeah.
In the first round?
First round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thought so.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.